airwaves, here is my request. You don't have to play it, but I hope you'll do your best. I've been listening to your show on the radio, and you seem like a friend to me.
...103.2 Dublin City FM. Friday, 3 p.m. Gardeners all over the world listening to The Sod Show with Peter Donegan. ...103.2 Dublin City FM. Good afternoon. This is The Sod Show. I'm Brian Green and he's Peter Donegan. He's the guy who knows about the gardening. I'm the guy who knows about the radio, allegedly. We're with you for the next 30 minutes, all things horticultural, gardening and outdoors, brought to you in association with greensacks.ie, compostable bags for home and garden. Check them out on the internet, greensacks.ie. This week we have a Flavours of Fingal special. You can check them out on the internet as you listen to us. Unless you're driving, then don't. They're at flavoursoffingal.ie. It's a county show for North County Dublin and it's well worth checking out. It's €10 in. It's on Saturday and Sunday and you'll be hearing all the details in the next half hour of how to get your hands on those tickets. Kids go free to children per adult and there's concessions as well. What are you waiting for? Let's go over to Newbridge House. Peter Donegan.
103.2 Dublin City FM. It is the day before. It's almost like Christmas Eve for the North County of Dublin. The Flavours of Fingal Festival 2013 takes place tomorrow, Saturday, and also on the Sunday. We're sitting in the middle of the wall garden. For those of you who have really good iPhone earphones on, you're listening to podcasts, you may hear peacocks and all varying sounds in the background. In my company is
Nolene McHugh from Fingal County Council.
Matthew Graham, guide in Newbridge House.
Can you explain to me, first of all, what Newbridge House is for those living outside of Ireland and for those who maybe are living outside of Dublin who have never been here before?
Newbridge House is a Georgian villa which was built for the Archbishop Charles Cobb. He had come from England to serve as a chaplain for the second Duke of Bolton, who was a Lord Lieutenant in Dublin Castle. And he'd become a dean and then a bishop and eventually became Archbishop. And he was Archbishop of Dublin for 23 years. He had this villa built as his own private house. He also had a palace in St. Sepulchre's in Kevin Street. The house was designed by James Gibbs, who was a Scot and who had gone to Rome to study for the priesthood, and then he gave that up and took up architecture. He is famous for designing St. Martin in the Fields in London, Mary Lestrand, and also the Ratcliffe Library in Oxford.
How big of an estate, I mean, just take the walled garden, how big of a walled garden are we talking? And then give me a gist of, like, how big is the house? I mean, how many bedrooms, how big is the park?
Well, the park would be—it's called a domain. It would be amount to about 360 acres, about 150 hectares.
The walled garden is 5 acres in size. The area we're sitting in now, and where the food village will be over the weekend.
So, in short, the 5 acres of walled fruiting vegetable gardens for cut flowers, etc. We had something similar, I think, on last week's show, if I'm correct, when we spoke to the people out in Santry Wall Garden, and that would have been to feed the family that lived in the home of what it was, Santry Domain. So we're kind of talking kind of same timelines.
Yes, yeah. It would have been, as you know, it would have been vegetable gardens, fruit gardens. They also grew herbs here. Elizabeth Beresford, who was married to a Tommy Cobb, she became known as the herbalist in the parish, and she would people would come to her for treatment. And she was well regarded.
A herbalist and all of these things that are coming back into fashion. Sidetracking slightly, Nolene, for those who have never been here before, you're coming off the N1, M1. What are the best directions to here, just so people can get a placing for those who don't have Google Maps?
Well, if you're coming off the N1 in either direction, you exit at Junction 4. There will be signage and the Gardaí will be managing traffic all during the day, but it's junction 4 off the N1, and follow the signs for the show. It's a very short distance, less than 10 minutes drive from that junction.
What's the avenue like as you come up? Straight from, again, never been here before, you turn off to come into Donabate and you hit those big gates and you have a big long drive.
Well, the entrance into Newbridge House is really quite lovely. Unfortunately, your visitors won't be entering through that gate. They will be coming in the Turvey Road at the back and they won't see it. But the entrance is just one of those magnificent driveways where you can imagine somebody driving up in a horse and cart hundreds of years ago up to their house. It is, you know, for people who would come again to visit Newbridge House and Farm, and it is a tourist attraction. It's an attraction, one of Fingal's best, and they can come out and spend the day at the farm here. To drive up that driveway really gives you a sense of the grandeur, I think, of the times that people lived in before us.
One of the things on the way before you get to the house, there's the ruins of what is a castle. Can you explain that to me?
It's a Norman Peel Tower, and 12th century. Yes.
So that's how long this land has been, silly as that might sound. I know where it began with Adam and Eve or some variation of, depending on what you believe in, but at the same token, it would date back that far.
Yes, well, it would be. You see, there was a house on this grounds before the bishop came. There was a Stuart house, and the bishop took over that house and lived in that house before they had the house built, Newbridge House. So it's a long history.
Nolene, credit to Fingal County Council where it is due. I tend to come here quite frequently with my daughter. We have the working operational farm on the go. We are at this moment in time surrounded by droves of apple trees. Do I call them a gaggle, a drove, a collection of beautiful apple trees that are in fruit? I know you're explaining to me that one of the things that you will have to do before this weekend is make sure all of those apples are picked up off the ground. But sidetracking back and all the way back around to the working farm, what's on the go here? What have you got?
Well, the council run Newbridge Traditional Farm. It would have been a farm that would have served the house while the Archbishop lived in it. And we have really regenerated it into an attraction where people can come and see a working Victorian farm. So it has goats, it has some breeds of cattle.
It has black swans. They've been plucked so that they can't fly away. It has various hens and cocks, and it also has a hatchery where little chicks hatch out. It has famous pigs, which people come to see, Tamworth pigs, which are rather a rare breed, but are very much prized.
But this operates 365 days of the year. Obviously, I mean, you can't have county council staff taking a day off on Christmas Day and Stephen's Day. Somebody has to come in and clean out and feed, and if there are lambing or there's calving or whatever the case may be to be done, somebody has to come in and do that. This is a real life working farm, but under the proprietorship, I just about said that one right, of the county council. It's a big deal. It deserves a kind of a round of applause.
I think so. I mean, you're right. It is 365 days a year. I mean, animals don't know it's Christmas and everyone should take a day off. So they have to be managed and looked after. And the council staff do that every day of the year.
And if you have not come here before, I know there is a charge of, I think it's, and I'll get Nolene to say this, it is €10 per ticket per adult. Children go free. I know there are some deals on. It's Flavour of Fingal. The S is missing on it on Twitter. It's Flavours of Fingal on Facebook. Go check them out. They'll have a deal on there somewhere, I guarantee you. But do yourself a favour and get to the farm part of it as well. It is phenomenal when you see a water feature in an estate of this age era with this amount of history, and you can just sit back and enjoy and relax while the rest of the, I won't call it madness, but controlled madness, happy madness goes on at such a wonderful festival. Brian, give me something upbeat and happy. It is back to you in the studio.
Thanks, Peter. Most times I live in fear of this moment because I know the wonderful choice of music I'm going to pick is not going to be suitable to Peter. But we've been doing this for 2 years. We know what it's like. Better known for her 1979 hit, Pilot of the Airwaves. And she doesn't only sing songs about the radio, but this is Radio Boogie from Charlie Dore.
Made it down payment on a second record. Got me a job on the radio now. It's a solid kick, it's a red hot lick of Tennessee style.
Dublin City FM and Ireland's best podcast still. I don't know whether you can hear these sounds in the background. I have to make an apology of some format, because I'm reminded of my days down in Kildalton when the Piltown Agricultural Show used to be on, also known as the County Show, or the Iverk Show as it may have been known. And there was something just beautiful and wonderful. And this is Dublin's only agricultural show, but it is also now known as the Flavours of Fingal County Show. I have that correct. It is the Flavours of Fingal County Show. And there's something hugely important about that. If you were a jackeen in Boggerland like myself, and you were the only dub down there for that entire weekend, and Dustin the Turkey was at the height of his fame, and by God, listen, I'll get to more on that on next week's show, when we have not one of my old lecturers, but indeed one of the lecturers from Kildalton College on to talk to us. In the meantime, back to the Flavours of Fingal County Show. Noeline, there is a lot more than just the... Can you give me the highlights, let's say, first of all, of the horticultural side of things, the more gardening side of things, for those who are regular listeners to the Sod Show who will be around this weekend?
Well, we have a number of floristry demonstrations taking place over the weekend with a very well-known florist who is coming to do workshops and show everybody how to do flower arranging, which is fantastic, especially I heard an advertisement this morning for a Christmas party, but we all like that kind of stuff at Christmas, so that will be nice. We have Jones's Garden Centre, who are locally based here in Donabate, and I'm sure most gardeners in the North County would know Jones's Garden Centre. They are one of our sponsors. They're one of our exhibitors. And we would hope that if anybody had any gardening queries, that they would be able to deal with those. And then we're in the beautiful walled garden of Newbridge House, which is 5 acres of orchards and plants and trees. And it's just a magnificent garden setting for people to come and spend the weekend.
People can also go and do a tour of the house as well. Can they go and do that?
Yes, they can. Yeah, there will be guides here on the Saturday and the Sunday to bring them around the house. Yeah.
If I'm standing upstairs in the house, is there a particular room for those who are listening to the Sod Show where, if they know that they're going to, I don't know, is there a beautiful suite upstairs that we get to stand in and look out?
We're not allowed upstairs.
Oh, we're not allowed upstairs.
No, it's off limits. To the front of the house, really. It's south facing. So the entrance hall would give you a good idea of the parkland, the extent of it and the glory of it, I suppose, yeah.
Can I ask a question, sidetracking, and not that I read any kind of magazines to do with fashion or anything along those lines, no offence, I'm sure Brian Green would agree with me, and he's, I'm sure, exactly the same, but how many weddings a year do you have come here and do their photographs?
Well, we don't actually, you know, we don't have a process where people have to make that arrangement, but there would often be people here getting their picture taken, but it's just, they just drive up on the day and do it, so we wouldn't have a number. But I have often seen people here myself, brides and grooms, standing out in the front and getting their picture taken with this spectacular background of the house.
Yeah, I do sidetrack a bit. Yeah, I hear you. I hear Brian in my left ear as well. He's coming straight to me from the studio and he was telling me to get back on to the point of what we were supposed to be doing here in the first place. Nolene, tell me what else is happening this weekend. I know locally in Ballybuhle there are people preparing cattle and horses and sheep, and we did some wee little interviews and there were sheep that I jested, but their hair was absolutely magnificent. I was told that they were up since 3, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the morning being prepped. It is no joke. Their hair is dyed, their feet are polished. It is all for a rosette, which is absolutely phenomenal. But there are certain things people do in life that are just good fun, but also extremely competitive.
Yeah, it is a very competitive world there. We have a number of livestock competitions on the Saturday, both cattle and sheep. We have a little beauty parlour set up so that the handlers and the owners of the cattle and sheep can bring them in and get them ready for the judging in each of the classes. So we have a rolling programme throughout Saturday, and then we will have cattle and sheep here on Sunday for display purposes. Equestrian-wise, we have a full two-day programme with the equestrian area, and there will be show jumping and there's Connemara ponies. There's lots of stuff going on, and again flavoursoffingal.ie has all the details of the programme over the 2 days, so I'd encourage the visitors to go and look at that.
And there's a well-prepped county council employee. Did you see the way she slipped that one in? Indeed, flavoursoffingal.ie. For those of you into the foodie bits, there are cooking demonstrations, artisan foods and tastings. I'm told our very own good friend of the Sideshow and local lovely lady at Wholesome, i.e. Katrina, will also be here if you're around and about. For the children, it is fair to say there is face painting, there's the bouncy castles, there's the fun fairs, and believe me, the bouncy castles were great crack last year. I know, I'm a little bit too big for it. From a biodiversity perspective and stepping slightly back towards gardening, Hans Visser, I'll put Hans' interview with myself up on today's show notes, which is sodshow.com. So Hans is the Fingal Biodiversity Officer, and if you ever had a query about bat boxes or why, and it's something I did ask him, why the wildflowers were planted in the roundabouts all the way through Sword. So if you're coming from the south side of Dublin, you're more than welcome and bring your passport with you. You should be seeing all of those roundabouts that are wildflowers instead of grass and people pushing lawnmowers, and I query all of that. Go take a listen to it. He will be here. Any questions you have to do with ladybirds, bugs, anything along the lines of goats grazing up at the Hill of Hoat, he will be there. And also last week's interview, which was with Santry Community Wall Garden, they will also be here this weekend. So there's a lot of hidden gems that are for those who are intrigued by gardening.
Absolutely. Hans is here with a number of people, a number of his friends. He has the Golden Eagles will be here, and the Grey Partridge Trust will be participating. He brought in a marine touch pool last year and the kids just loved it. We had hedgehogs, you know, and we have the owls, who are the outdoor wildlife learning and survival club for the kids, making them get involved in outdoor pursuits. Hans has, I think, 12 exhibits coming in under the biodiversity, and they are part of our new learning zone for this year, which is in addition to what we had here last year.
Something that we spoke about on the way up as well, your own libraries, and I'm a big fan of, I think I was watching Jamie Oliver. I know, I'm slapping myself in the hand. He's a good looking fella like myself, Brian Green tells me. But Jamie was on and he was saying something along the lines of he had a new book out, and he suggested or said, he noted that he had given a copy of his book to every single library in the UK, or was it just England? It doesn't matter. But the Fingal County Council libraries will be here, and for anything that is specialist, that is horticultural, or that even if they don't have, it is an absolute gem. When I was doing the 17th and 18th century designs some time ago that I never should have harped on about, there was no better place for me to go than my own North County libraries. Highly recommended. They will be here.
Yeah, the libraries have come in with us this year. They came to us and said they were here. Some of them were here last year and wanted to do something this year. So we will have two workshops competence. One is a workshop area, and there will be a number of workshops that children can register to participate in around food. The whole theme is farm and food. And then we have a kind of a chill out tent, which is where the kids can go for storytelling, and there will be a large number of books. And then IKEA have come in and fitted out a children's area as well in the same learning zone. Hans is there. We have Eco UNESCO coming in to talk about food and the importance of it. And then we have a nutritionist as well doing one of our cookery displays. So there's lots of information about healthy eating and about food and farming, which is the message that we're trying to sell with this event.
Yes, for those of you who have young children in the family, or old children, grown children, large men like myself who are still children, whichever the case may be, Fingal really is, and you'll know if you're a listener to the sideshow, you'll know how many potato growers that we have had on the show. You have most of the farming community are here, and when I say farming, it is that quasi bit between horticulture and agriculture that is a growing of food. Who have you got on the bill? Should people want to come up and say, "How you doing? How do I do this? How do you do this? Am I right in thinking? Is that true? Is this how it goes?"
Well, one of our largest sponsors this year is Country Crest, Michael Hoy and his brother out there. They are one of the major suppliers of potatoes and onions to the retail market in Ireland. And we're delighted this year as well to bring Tesco Homegrown in as a sponsor, because last year we had a number of farm producers. We obviously had the consumers who were the visitors to the show, and the thing that was missing was the seller in the middle. So Tesco have come in as a sponsor, and we're delighted with that. We also, of course, have Keelings, one of Fingal's great success stories, and, you know, producing huge percentage of the berry market in Ireland and the homegrown pepper market. We have Avoca, who are one of our partners in Malahide Castle, another attraction that Fingal operates, and they're coming in with all their wares, which is always popular. We have Kyo's then as well, Kyo's Crisps, and delighted to have them here. I think they sold out of crisps last year, so you want to get here early.
Yeah, okay, there's one more thing that I should add as well. I did speak to these ladies at Bloom a couple of years ago, and I did ask, could I become a member? It is probably something for the ladies of the Anteroom podcast, but the ICA, the Irish Country Women's Association, will also be here, Nolene.
That's right. They're joining us as new partners this year, and we're delighted to see them here. They're going to present hourly craft demonstrations of jewellery making, fascinators or headpieces. They're doing patchwork, knitting, cards, embroidery, sugar craft, and lots of other things. So that'll be going on hourly, and people can come in and see these wonderful crafts that these women are carrying on through years and years. And it's going to be another item that we didn't have last year, so something new for those who were here.
I'm kind of wondering in the back of my head, would an Irish Countryman's Association work? And I've got a funny feeling it just, I don't know whether we'd ever get it organised, would we?
Well, they are tremendously well organised, and they have everything organised. They didn't need any help from us at all, and they're organising themselves. We've just given them a marquee, and I'm sure everything they do will run on time and be very entertaining and very educational for everybody.
God, folks almighty, as I sit on the picnic bench, it is mildly overcast. I am told the weather is due to be good this weekend, but fear not, there is more than enough for you to do. As I do a 360 around on the bench, there are the glass houses that are looking straight at me. There are also marquees in between. There are roses. The grass is cut just about pristine. There's a few apples to pick up before it. Again, we've 24 just about hours to go. The apples are falling from the trees. There are rudbeckias at full height. There are crocosmias, dahlias. Everything is in full flower, and the place is looking absolutely sparkling. You could not come to see a finer building. The history to it is absolutely phenomenal. With that building comes the history of what is the farm, what was and what became the walled garden where the vegetables and fruit were going. You should come here. It is wonderful. And if you bring your mother-in-law, just send her on the tour. Send her on the tour. You come in, sit down, have a packet of crisps, go for a walk up the back lane. And believe me, again, if you've never been here before, as you're looking at the main building itself, the walkway up to the right, up the hidden pathway, is more than absolute worthwhile. In the meantime, Nolene McHugh, thank you so much for your time. It's been an absolute pleasure, and good to see you again.
Thank you very much. I'm delighted to be here. I hope as many of your listeners as possible come out to see us at the weekend. It's going to be a great weekend, and we hope they'll come because they'll have a great time.
And Matthew, if people want to come and do the tour, just in closing, it isn't included in the ticket price. Every other thing, apart from obviously buying a bag of crisps from Kyo's, is included in. How much is the tour on the day?
Of the house, it's €7 for an adult, and for OAP, it is €6. For children, it's €4.
Okay.
Yeah. And tell everybody to come up, and it'll be on the hour, and they should have a great time. They're a very interesting family.
Before we go, some of the Cobb family still live in the house, is that correct?
Yes. They, when the house was sold, when Tommy Cobb died, the last Cobb to live in the house, in 84. In 86, the council, Fingal County Council, bought the house and came to an arrangement with the remaining Cobbs that the furniture and the paintings would remain in situ, and they would have the use of rooms upstairs, and they would visit, every few months and stay for a day or two.
Could I just say before we finish up, because I've mentioned some sponsors, but we got huge support for this event from the Fingal Leader Partnership, who funded this event largely through the Rural Development Programme. And I really want to say a big thank you to Leader, because we couldn't have had the show without them. We also have some corporate sponsors, Dublin Airport Authority and the Bank of Ireland. And I'd like to say a big thank you to everyone who got involved to support it this year.
Excellent. And for those who may suggest that Nolene is plugging, well, she is. And when you put your hand in your pocket and pull out a couple of grand, she'll plug you too, believe me. Fair play to anybody who digs a little bit deeper. Brian, you and I will both be here this weekend. If people want to get in touch, we will have all the links, etc., up on sideshow.com. And Brian, please don't give out my telephone number. We know how Twitter works. People know how it works. They can get in touch. But we are available for interviews, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. And we're available for chats and for free samples of food, I think.
Excellent, Brian. I'll see you tomorrow morning, bright and early. Make sure and brush your hair and straighten your tie. Talk to you then. Take care. Bye.
Thanks, Peter. Flavoursoffingal.ie. That's where you'll get all the details. Can I also just squeeze in one more piece of information before we go? And it's Dublin Community Growers Harvest Festival, Wolfetone Square, Saturday, the 14th of September, 12 to 6 p.m. for you city dwellers. Do get along. It's only wonderful. If you're up the North County, you know you're going to Flavours of Fingal. With thanks to our sponsors, greensacks.ie, compostable bags for home and garden. Check them out on greensacks.ie. For myself and on behalf of Peter, thanks for listening. Join you next week. Take care. Bye-bye.